The first election coming up is the August 19th state primary that will decide party nominees for state house, governor, lieutenant governor, Congress, and one of Alaska's seats in the U.S. Senate. Voters will also decide on one ballot measure. That's on whether or not to reject the state's oil and gas production tax passed by the legislature last year. Absentee voting here locally for the state primary runs August 4th through the 18th, and it's Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the borough clerk's office in Petersburg. Then the polls open at the Aquatic Center August 19th from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. for people voting in person. 1 week after that, on August 26th, is the deadline for Petersburg Borough residents to throw their hat in the ring for local borough office. That local election does not happen until October 7th, but it's a big ballot this year with many open seats and numerous ballot questions. Borough Clerk Kathy O'Rear says it's probably the most challenging election she's prepared for in a 30-year career.
We've always been known to have big ballots here in Petersburg, but this is bigger yet. I think, like I said, 37 positions to fill, the propositions. And each time I see my fellow clerks across the state, they just kind of snicker and laugh. Yeah, Kathy's got her hands full every year when it comes to election.
Petersburg has an unusual amount of elected seats, where other communities rely on appointments to fill advisory committees. The ballot could have been even longer this year if the borough assembly hadn't decided to end some of the advisory boards after formation of the borough. This is the first election since the startup of the borough in early 2013, and that means some of the boards and commissions have all five or seven seats to fill. That's the case with the Planning Commission, Harbor Board, Library Board, and the Public Safety Board. Meanwhile, there are four seats open on the borough assembly, three on the school board and four on the hospital board. And O'Rear says the different elected offices have different filing requirements for paperwork.
For each position, it's a little bit different this year. The assembly, the hospital board, the school board, our advisory boards like Harbor and Library, they all have different qualifications that they got to meet this year. So we've tried to spell them out specifically for each position anyone might be interested in.
That information's been spelled out on the borough's website, also published in the newspaper. Residents have to complete a form with the borough clerk's office to declare candidacy. And new candidates this year also have to fill out an additional form to opt out of state financial disclosure requirements.
The incumbents that want to rerun, they can actually use a filing that they've already made with the state. We won't ask them to make a new one. However, I am recommending those that want to run for candidacy, new people, that they can file an exemption. If they're not going to spend over $5,000 for campaigning, they can file this exemption. And I really don't know of anyone in Petersburg that's really spends money to campaign that much.
O'Rear says that exemption is a simple one-page form. Also, nominating petitions with 25 signatures are required for borough assemblies, school board, and hospital board, but not for the other boards and commissions. Besides the elected offices, voters also locally will be deciding on a ballot question for the community to opt out of the state's financial disclosure requirements for candidates. And a slate of six or seven sales tax and excise tax questions are also looking likely to appear on the October ballot. Voters need to be registered by September 7th, and absentee voting will start up September 17th for that local election at the clerk's office. Polls will then be open at the Aquatic Center from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. October 7th. Take a breath after that election, and there's one more. That's the state's general election November 4th, and voters will be electing a governor, lieutenant governor, also deciding races for state representative and the U.S. House and one U.S. Senate seat. There's also a ballot measure on legalization of marijuana, increasing the minimum wage, and protection of Bristol Bay salmon streams. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.